This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Afternoon News for July 7th. Deputy Devin Mason will be eulogized Tuesday at 2 p.m. at West Columbus High School in Cerro Gordo. An Evergreen native, Mason was working for the Darlington County Sheriff's Office when he was killed in the line of duty on July 1st. His partner was also wounded. The suspect in the case was killed. The suspect's mother and girlfriend are now facing charges. We have much more on our website. The pastor of Happy Home Church is being held on underage sex charges in South Carolina. Devin Carroll, age 22, was arrested by Conway police on charges of attempting a lewd act and having sexual activity with a minor between 14 and 16 years of age. He's being held under $30,000 secured bond. One suspect is in custody and another is being sought after a Saturday morning shooting almost wounded a toddler in Whiteville. Police said more than 100 rounds were fired during a gunfight at Rookbury Apartments on MLK Avenue around 3:20 a.m. Four apartments and several vehicles were hit. A bullet missed the baby by less than a foot. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. 10 people, including two children, were hurt in a chain reaction crash in Whiteville on Sunday. WPD said a Dodge truck collided with the rear of a minivan on Powell Boulevard at Oliver Street. That pushed the minivan into another vehicle, which in turn struck another car, and that collided with a Tesla. The two children were airlifted to UNC hospitals. Their condition was not immediately available. Firefighters were called to a home on Waccamaw Shores at the lake around 1:30 a.m. Saturday after a fire destroyed a pier, a boat, and at least one jet ski. The watercraft also broke loose and started a fire on a neighbor's pier. Fire Chief Ron Sasser said the case is being investigated by the State Fire Marshal's Office and the County Fire Marshal. Multiple firefighters were called to a tractor-trailer crash that turned into a fire and blocked US 74 and US 701 in Whiteville on Saturday morning. The truck struck a guardrail on the bridge and overturned after the driver fell asleep. The driver sustained burns and other injuries, but he managed to escape the vehicle and he is expected to recover. Traffic was detoured around the area until around noon. Two masked men broke into the Crossroads Pharmacy in Whiteville early Friday. Whiteville police said the men stole multiple medications after disarming the security system. Tropical Storm Chantal brought steady, sometimes torrential rains to the county Saturday into Sunday. Ditch and nuisance flooding was reported in most areas. Cerro Gordo saw several roads closed due to high water. Homes were also flooded in Lawrence. A number of trees went down from the storm. One blocked Lakeshore Drive at Lake Waccamaw for quite a long period of time. In Lumberton, major flooding was reported, and a flood warning is still in effect over there. A Walmart store ended up having around a foot of water inside. The First Responder Basketball Tournament, hosted by the Columbus County Sheriff's Office, is Saturday at noon at West Columbus High School. Admission is $5 a person. All proceeds go to Families First. Teams include the Columbus Sheriff's Office, Bladen Sheriff's Office, Brunswick Sheriff's Office, City of Whiteville Fire Department, and Brunswick Volunteer Fire Department. Columbus County Library is going to host a blood drive on July 16th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. You can also sign up for an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org. The Carolyn High Memorial Library is located at 407 North J.K. Powell Boulevard in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.